Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Charles Grassley.
I want to thank people in Washington County, the sheriff and the emergency management director, I believe it's called, and we toured the new emergency headquarters, and it's quite a facility. I'm really impressed with what people have done there in Washington County for their emergency management headquarters and everything that's necessary for that. So I just want to thank them.
Do you think there should be another stimulus package? And do you think next week is the time to be further voting on that?
The answer is yes, but I can't go along with one that Pelosi wants that starting out at $3.5 trillion and coming down to $2.1 trillion. They've even turned down $1.8 trillion. And $1.8 trillion is too big for me. But there's a lot of agreement. See, what I just told you was called a comprehensive COVID bill or CARES package. There's so much agreement in there. And I'll just give you one place where there's a lot of agreement. So we're going to try to move ahead next week in the Senate on more of what we did in March called the PPP program. And there's $110 billion left over there. We're going to reallocate that and put some more money with it. We're going to have a vote Monday to see if we can move parts of it that have broad bipartisan support.
And is there anything else that you feel it should include at this point?
Yeah, I would be willing to go along with a little more money for state and local governments, but not $950 billion like what she wants. I'd be more willing to do 100 to 150. I'd be willing to give a little more money to hospitals. I don't think all the money that we've already appropriated is out there yet, but I think they're going to need it between now and the vaccine coming on board. And then I would give, for sure, give money to K-12 education, because to get people back into the classrooms, protect them from the virus, there's a terrific expense for our local school districts, sometimes hiring more personnel, but more importantly, probably hiring a lot of equipment that it takes to keep it safe. And we need to help the K-12 schools.
And changing gears, how would you say the Supreme Court justice hearings are proceeding?
Well, a little more quiet than the Kavanaugh hearing that you heard me chair 2 years ago from two standpoints. We don't have people demonstrating in the buildings because since March the 10th and the virus, we've never had anybody in our office buildings. So we don't have to put up with that. And she's got so much qualifications, they can't find fault with her. She's got no ghosts in her closet, like a lot of people thought Kavanaugh did, but they never had any verification for it, so they can't talk. They can't hit her personally. She's got so many qualifications, they can't hit her personally. So then there you, the Democrats, instead of what they did with Kavanaugh, are using all these scare tactics that Roe v. Wade's going to go away or you're going to lose your health insurance right away if she's approved, and we're going to have more killings because of guns and things like that. So those are all scare tactics that don't have any rationale. They think she's going on the Supreme Court with an agenda. I think she's proven very well that she's has had no commitment to the president on any subject. In fact, she said if she had such a conversation with what the president asked her to do, if he put her on the court, it would be very inappropriate. But none of this stuff that they think that the president has said he wants the court to accomplish, not going to have any impact on her. She says she's going to look at the law. She's going to look at the facts of the case, leave her personal views out of it, leave the political considerations out of it. She's going to be a justice and not be a super legislator. Like a lot of Democrats want members of the Supreme Court to actually legislate, fill in holes, or some people would say, well, sometimes the legislature leaves a void in law, so let the Supreme Court fill that in. That's not the role of the Supreme Court. That's Congress's role.
And as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, are there added safety measures due to COVID-19? Were you tested after being around others who were confirmed to be positive for the virus?
Well, let me assure you that I follow the practice of the attending physician. When he tells me to get a test, I'll get a test. I follow all the other protocols.
And it's less than a month until Election Day. Is there anything that you would say to people about going out to vote?
Yeah. If you want to make sure your vote is counted, vote in person. I happen to vote by absentee ballot. I don't have much question about Iowa, all the votes being correctly counted and your ballot being counted if you get it in by at least 9 o'clock election night. So make sure when you get it, if you're going to vote absentee ballot, get it in the mail right away. Don't take any chances with it. I put my ballot in the mail a week ago today as just one example.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Senator Charles Grassley. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.